like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the
Bonus
Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
They literally just let these kittens run around the house.
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
She wanted a pipe, but this is not what she was referring to.
Professor Science Batch.
Because I'm Canadian, I eat poutine, okay? It's a thing.
And Trash Panda Colin.
Yeah, North Hole. North Hole's like your mouth.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is not the pussy you can just off to, bro.
This is the closest this nerd will ever get to pussy.
Adult themes.
Get your weird Louise Lasser Toby the Ghost porn out of here.
So if you're just mega rich, you can just have your own cereal.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
You know something? Dreams really do come true.
Oh, look out!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
G'day everyone, this is B. Jemine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. And this is more of a bonus episode of the show rather than an official one, mainly because there's only two of us here today. For starters, Marcy has gone back up to level 13 for another mud wrestling event, and Batch had to go accompany Craven to sort out the whole champions thing with the foreclosure that's been organized by that woman, Margaret, who hates pornography.
Yeah,
hates pornography,
dumb bitch.
I should say. Yes. And so it's only just me and Colin today. So, Colin, how are you?
Fucking great, dude. I'm so pumped. Let's do this bonus episode, man. I've been waiting to be on something bonus. Shit.
Yeah, sometimes when we do the bonus episodes, they tend to be... Well, that's the thing. Usually we always have a special guest joining us for these, and we kind of have to fit them around their schedule as well. So sometimes it's a little bit hard, so not all of us can make it for that episode, but we're going to try to make sure that we all can very soon. So, Colin, since this is a bonus episode, you've came up with a film for us to watch for this one. And so, Colin, what film did you pick for this bonus episode of the show?
So one of my favorite comedians is Artie Lang. He's been on The Stern Show. He got to write his own movie and make his own movie. And it's one of my favorite movies of all time. I watched it in college countless numbers of times. It's Beer League, and it's not to be confused with Beer Fest. This is a completely different movie called Beer League. It's a softball movie about a ragtag bunch of bad news bears for adults, basically. And you'll see what I'm talking about, because you're going to be laughing through this entire movie beat. I know you will be. It's one of my faves. Just wait.
Well, I very much look forward to this. I think I have known about this movie for a while now, and I just assumed, based, I guess, on the little that I knew about it, that basically was made to be kind of capitalized on Beer Fest. But I mean, it does get a glowing endorsement from you, so I'm going to assume that it is a pretty funny film, but we shall see once we dive into it. So, for all of our listeners out there, what you need to do is look up the film Beer League. I almost said Beer Fest just said. if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world, but it also is available on other streaming services and physical media, I'm going to count us down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie. Then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, Tubi is a free streaming service, so if an ad does pop up, I will play this sound effect.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Or any type of sound effect along those lines. And then yeah. Once the ads are finished, I will make sure to play this. I will make sure to play the sound effect again, but also give a timestamp as well, so that way you stay in sync with us. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Beer League, first of all, how dare you? I still reckon...
Yeah, how fucking dare you?
Exactly. And I still reckon this is going to be a fun episode regardless. So, Colin, are you ready to drink beers and play baseball with Beer League?
I can't drink any beer, but I'll totally play some fucking baseball. Oh, well, let's go, baby.
Well, I'll say non-alcoholic beer, the stuff that Tom Holland has created.
Deal.
There we go.
I got my Diet Cokey here. I'm good.
Yeah, I got my water here, so I'm all ready to go, too. So let's begin this in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
I can't wait for this, dude. I can't. Dude, just the beginning of the movie is so fucking funny. I know so much trivia about this movie, too. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. That's not how you spell crush. It's either going to be a C or a K. What's going on, people?
That's just me playing softball with a cigarette in my mouth, just hanging out.
Oh, Ralph Macchio's in this movie.
Yup.
Wow. I suppose he needed something to do before Cobra Kai came back into his life.
He needed money.
Exactly. But I guess most of that, did this come out before or after Beer Fest?
This was out in 2005,
I think. So, okay, so this actually came out before Beer Fest, so that's interesting.
Well, no one knows about this movie. This movie is so tiny. Artie Lang put out like $5 million for this movie. He basically funded this entire thing.
See, I would imagine this would be you, Colin. If somebody, some little kid came up to you, called you a fat fuck, you'd be like, I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Dude, right? And Laurie Metcalf's in this movie, too.
Wow. This movie's got a big cast. I don't know how to feel about this. Oh my gosh, everybody's got a Boston accent. Michael, we can do it.
Jersey,
you're going to baseball. I've got to go to the baseball. Ralph Macchio. All those Juicy Couture like clothes are making another comeback. This is like the second movie that we've done that feature them.
I'm telling you right now, this movie is so fucking Jersey. It's unbelievable.
Well, we do love New Jersey.
Meganelli is one of the... this guy is one of the greatest fucking villains I've ever seen in a movie. He's so fucking funny.
Producer, Artie Lang. Is that Tina Fey? Oh my gosh.
Pregnant ass Tina Fey.
Wow.
And another dumb slut gets herpes.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
I'm kind of curious on how, like, Artie Lang got so many people to be in this movie. Damn whoops. Whoa. You can't
it's
say
all right.
That.
They're Italian. They can say that. Yeah, you can. I don't take offense to that. I'm Italian as shit.
Well, yes. My new Italiano man. It's cool. I get everything's Italiano. What are you talking about?
Fuck you, Johnny. I'll see you out there. Ready for
the big day, opening day, big game.
This movie might not make it to air because it's so fucking offensive.
I mean, it would be the first. I mean, no, actually, every episode we've done for this has made it to air. It'll just feature a lot of, like, bleeping, I would imagine. And this dude looks like Timu, like John Stamos.
Dude, I know, right?
Pre-game shot with me right now is a fucking pussy. Jerk-off.
You're a jerk off. No, you're a jerk off.
You jerk L. Dave and that guy kills me too. This guy's hilarious.
Yeah, he was in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's where I recognize him from.
Yeah, yeah.
And you still live with your mother. Your mother. Body here, wear speedos down ashore
and root for the Dallas Cowboys. Hey, that's America's team, asshole.
Not in Jersey, asshole. We grew up 15 minutes from Giant Stadium. You're a fucking cowboy.
Oh, did somebody say Italian New Jersey people? Hello, everybody.
Dude, Toby, watch this movie, bro. To Mario, watch I know, this movie, bro.
I actually know these guys. I too was like, I do, because I used to live in New Jersey, and I too had a New Jersey accent before I became a ghost and went full Italian. I would go around and say things like, "What are you doing? We're from New Jersey. We're Italian New Jersey people." But now I do not sound like that anymore. I just make up a spaghetti and people. Exactly, I do that and also make a spaghetti with baby Bobolini.
Yeah, and also father and daughter things.
Exactly, we got to do stuff together. That's why me and my little baby. And also, and I need to fix John Stamos' hair. Hold on. Oh! I got to slick it up. But anyways, I got to get to going. I'm going to watch it. I got to go play some Beer League of Baseball. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Boobalini.
Wow, I didn't realize that Toby used to live in New Jersey.
The banjo shift. Dude, my really good friend in college who I lived with and went to high school with, Big Cat, shout out Big Cat, he wrote his dissertation and he made a part called the Davanzo Shift just because of this movie.
Nice. Audie. I suppose when you are basically writing, producing, and starring in your own movie, you can just name your character just after yourself. Are we sure this is not a biopic?
It probably is.
Yes.
I'm sure it is, dude.
Colin, have you ever played softball?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I played baseball. I played softball. Slow pitch softball is so much fun.
Mm. Yeah, I used to play a bit of softball in high school, or at least for when we were doing sport rather than an actual like a tournament or anything like that. Because we used to have like on Wednesdays in the afternoon, we'd always have sport. Like everyone had to go play a sport in the afternoon, and I'd always pick the outside sports mainly because they would finish early and you're allowed to leave school early.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
you play softball with all the chicks on?
Oh,
did
yeah.
You play with all the chicks?
Of course. Yeah. I played softball. I played volleyball. I played tennis.
We need to watch a volleyball movie.
Oh, just for those asses. Exactly. I mean, it shouldn't be too hard to find one. That's a good start. Good for you, man. That's okay, Dave. Keep swinging. As a matter of fact, listen. N-word walking to a ball. Hold up. Hold up. You're out, short shorts. Get this punk. He's nothing. He's a loser. He's an asshole. A
He's a total piece of shit.
You shut up, Fatso.
Hey, watch.
He's a Tebow Stamos. I'm surprised they didn't get John Stamos for this movie.
I'm not angry. Just give me the ball.
Nah, he was too much money, bro.
Come on, guys. Let's go, huh? Shit. Come on.
He just throws the ball in his ass.
Yes. Do you ever think that if I didn't exist, I don't even know which team is which. Because they're all wearing different uniforms. Same age, in the same town, at the same school.
Maybe you could have what I had. I had that shirt, the Ed's Barnesville shirt.
Nice.
I had that. I had to get rid of it because it was so gross. I wore it all the time. It was all ratted out.
Whoa.
Come on, get it in the second. Come on, force it. Out. Exactly. Oh, he tripped him up. He tripped him.
I didn't see it.
Nice way to be. One down.
Uh-oh. Fight, 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 fight. Oh, okay, they all are actually wearing different uniforms.
Dude, Ralph Macchio should be beating someone's ass. He's the Karate Kid.
Exactly. Damn it, Macchio, you only have one job.
Right?
And they all got arrested. It's like every New Jersey stereotype is in this movie. When I was in the joint, I... Beardnuts.com. I think you need to get that hat, Colin.
Oh, yeah, dude. The Beardnuts hat? I had one floating around somewhere.
See, that's how much you know you love this movie when you're actually buying clothes that are featured in the movie.
Oh, dude, I want a uniform if I can ever find one.
It happens every year. We're from New Jersey. We're not from Boston.
Wow, I wonder who you're going to decide has to leave.
I'm not going to decide, jerk off. Dennis Maganelli here suggested you jerk off decided on the field. Whichever team does better stays in the league.
Everyone is just, they literally just say jerk off like every five lines.
Yeah, it's a Jersey thing.
The Jersey, where the jerk off.
I'm losing my buzz. I'm practice for bag.
How come I'm the only one that's locked up?
Oh, God.
That's racist.
That's so funny.
The only black so person funny on the team, and he's the one behind bars.
I know.
So wrong.
Hey, Linda.
Hey, Artie.
It's not pronounced Artie. It's pronounced Artie.
Artie. Dude, I love it. He was so fucking on heroin the entire time during this movie.
Jesus. You look like you had the shit kicked out of you.
Yeah, well, imagine how the other guy looks.
Also, do you have ghost heroin?
Completely unharmed with badly bruised knuckles.
Don't you have livers to ruin?
Fuck this, man. Listen. Now I can imagine, like, just being, like... If it is true that he was on heroin during this whole movie, it's not showing. But even then, though, I can imagine how much of a nightmare it would have been the film when he was on the stuff.
Dude, I've read every single Artie Lang book. Like, he talks so much about this movie and how he would just do heroin and just be functional enough to do his scenes. Then he's in the whole movie. So, like, him being all sweaty and shit is just heroin. That's all it is. It's not like he's doing activity or anything. It's just him being on drugs.
Fucking year.
And also, Ralph Macchio, even though he's in his 40s in this movie, he still looks like he's 12 years old.
Dude, right?
I mean, it buzzes my mind, like, he is now the same age that Pat Morita as Mr. Miyagi was in the first Karate Kid movie.
He looks a lot better then, too. Mm.
Brad, I want some bacon, egg, and cheese.
Dude, she is a contender for best supporting actress. She blows nice. My fucking mind every time, dude. She's so funny.
I'll definitely put her on the list.
Dude, this whole movie, it just needs to be on the list.
On a construction helmet.
So I can do my job.
Thank you.
All right, Maz, that's it. I'm not in the mood for your shit today.
That's right.
Sorry, I'm just gonna do accents again, like we did with street trash. Yeah. While I was just doing this South African accent.
Yeah, just do a Jersey accent the whole time.
Yeah, going in there. We go all.
So what should we do now? Damn, I remember diners you could go smoking.
And mind you, this is only 20 years ago. How so much has changed?
No way, can't do it. Come on, the bars in the city are open for
right?
Holy shit, it's midnight, I gotta get home.
That's actually a real diner, too. You can go to that diner. I think it's the, God, what is it called? The Midnight Diner?
Yeah.
On Route 3 in Jersey?
Oh my God, Stephanie, let's get into this. Let's go into this diner and pick up the guys. I'll forget the waffles.
Give me a quarter, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, quarter.
Fuck you.
I've seen her in this quarter. Before when she
was trashed. Yeah, be whore.
Hey, I'm a little tapped. You got a sawbuck on you? I usually gotta buy her a Danish or something. Oh, I
got his four. We gotta come in here. So we gotta get in here because there's no Jessica's in here. Oh, it's Linda from before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, I can't imagine Artie Lang picking someone up as hot as her.
Dude, Artie. His real life girlfriend was the girl that was at the time. Was his real life girlfriend was in the gray dress, and she's way hotter than she is.
Damn, bro.
Right? He's just picking up fucking girls left and right. I mean, that's what happens when you're funny, I guess.
And on heroin.
Well, yeah. She didn't know that at the time, though. He just smokes in bed, dude. It's so funny.
I mean, he's taking the whole, like, her yelling at him for providing the worst sex she's ever had, like, pretty well. It's like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Not at all.
I mean, it's awesome. Look. What do you say? You want to go out on, like, a regular date or something?
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, we could go out, grab dinner, and we don't have to fuck or nothing.
It's very fucking romantic, Artie. Are you fucking retard? Well,
this is the most New Jersey movie I think I've ever seen.
You're definitely not retarded.
I think this movie needs...
2005 New Jersey, too. We don't even have
to... And this is around the time, what is it, like, friggin' Jersey Shore and all that type of shit, and the Sopranos yeah. and all that were big. So New Jersey was everywhere. Come on. Artie Lang just proves that there's still hope for all of us.
Since I'm guaranteed
and I can see his underarm right. hair poking Thanks, out of his
Artie, I'm gonna be late for work.
Come on. 20 seconds ain't gonna matter. Come on, baby.
All right.
I gotta go back to the diner so I can see the Stephanies.
Good morning, Artie.
Oh! Oh, hi, Oscar nominee, Emmy award-winning Laurie Metcalf.
Hello, Linda. Would you like some breakfast, too?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm not
Did you have sex with my son?
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Bye, Linda. Take care, Lynn. Hey, Mom, sorry if you overheard any of that.
Mom, it's Ma.
I like any Ma.
Although clearly she's been around the block, so I would feel better if you used protection.
Thanks for the advice, Ma. Hey, Ma, could you make some gobble-goo and eggs?
I think Laurie Metcalf should also be a supporting actress contender too.
Right.
We have a lot of potential, and we can put this movie up for like best accents.
Oh yeah, because they're real accents.
Yes. I am so out of shape. Maybe I should stop smoking. By the way, where's my cigarette?
You're a retard. That means your mother must love blowing retards.
You can definitely tell this movie was a 2000s movie about the use of a certain word.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, ad. I believe. Ad. Yes. Yes, it is. That's a squirrel.
Uh-oh, he's got a really good Jersey accent, too.
I was going to say, the squirrel has a Jersey accent, too. Oh, yeah, go on from, you know, my cousins, Alvin and the Chipmunks. I'm their manager. Also, you like my suit. I am disturbed by that puppet. Yeah, oh, it's Hims. Tight. It's Hims again.
Come on, Hims. Give us a sponsorship. I need hard dicks.
Yes. Artie Lang used Hims when he was having sex with Linda. That's why he was able to last 20 seconds longer.
Yeah, I wouldn't last 5 seconds with Linda. Even though she has been around the block a few times.
Nothing wrong with that. And we're back at 26. I mean, sorry. 20 minutes and 11 seconds.
That's me. And Yuki. That's me too. That's me.
Right. Yeah. Take care. He orders himself two dishes.
Hey, he's a growing boy. He needs all of his carbs. If he's going to play on the softball game. And she's just eating salad.
This is so odd.
Dude, right?
I mean, we've already slept together 3 times, right? But, I mean, we barely know each other.
I know. It's fucking hot, right?
I'm actually surprised they were able to go to an actual nice-looking restaurant. I thought Artie would take it to, like, a fast food joint or something like that.
Yeah, right. His mom's paying for it. He's got no job. Why'd
you quit? Are they at the Olive Garden? This looks like the Olive Garden.
Why'd your dad quit? Nah, that's an Italian restaurant in Jersey or New York or something.
Yeah. He died.
Oh. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Thanks. I mean, he had a heart attack on the job.
It's like every... It's like every line of dialogue.
That's actually true, though.
Oh, okay. So this movie's kind of semi-autobiographical.
His dad did die, but he didn't die from a heart attack. He fell off of a roof while he was installing cable and became a quadriplegic. Quadriplegic. And died from basically that. Like, he was alive for a while, but, like, he died from, like, from all that.
Oh, jeez.
But I've been doing all the yapping. What about you? You got any stories about your father?
I'm going to make sure.
Dude, and the funny thing is, I have no idea where Artie Lang is right now. I have no idea where he is now. I haven't heard about Artie Lang in the last, like, at least 10 years.
I was going to say, like, years. I mean, is he still alive? Is he dead? Is he just retired? I haven't looked him up
in a long time.
Yeah, well, I could probably do some research. Do some research, Colin, because my phone's over there and I can't reach it.
You're a fucking idiot, Artie.
You know what? I'm going to have
some to. Waiter, three orders of ice cream. Come on, what's up?
Come on, Audie, are you ever serious?
One scoop for her, and then five for me.
People who get laid less than funny fat guys are serious fat guys. I feel sorry for those assholes.
Okay, this was 5 years ago, but the last tweet that he made was over five years ago. And it was him just saying, I'm 1 year sober today. And then,
this is important to me.
I don't know, dude. I haven't found anything.
Is there anything on his Wikipedia page? Or?
I'll be quick. It'll really help.
I mean, yeah, but nothing like, nothing to write home about. It's just basically, let's see.
Listen, if you're really quick, I'll give you a blowjob.
In 2022, he was doing a podcast called Artie Lang's Halfway House. But it took a hiatus in 2022.
And he hasn't been heard of since.
Since.
I made tiramisu.
Oh!
No, Mom!
Ma, you're ruining me blowjob!
Right now,
I just get cock blocked by my mom.
I got cock blocked by my mom.
Landscaping is very strenuous work. You think you can handle it? You're not in the best of shape.
It's another dude from The Sopranos. It's Vito from The Sopranos.
It is. Like, a lot of Sopranos actors are in this movie. I mean... I'm now just curious what Artie Lang has been up to the last few years. I kind of need to do some investigation myself.
Right. I've been wondering.
Maybe he's kind of
he hasn't been doing comedy. He hasn't been doing shit. Maybe. Mm. I mean, he was a huge drug addict, so you have to remember he's probably on drugs.
Well, I think we can easily assume that he's not dead. Oh, hello, sexy Artie.
No, it would have came out that if he died or not. Yeah, I would definitely know that.
Ew. that swimsuit is not leaving much to the imagination with Timu Stamos.
Nope. The best dance in the world.
Colin, you better be doing this dance later on in tonight. I expect a video of it, and then we can put it up on the Patreon.
Fuck!
Yeah, they don't say fuck, they gotta say fuck!
It will start a rally. Come on, Maz, a home run ties, and I'm going.
Hey, stupid, no one's been out of here since Dave De La Fera in 89.
Why do you think I can do it too?
Because he bench pressed 400 pounds and you sweat when you eat.
So did Babe Ruth.
That's because of the heroin. Shut up.
Right?
Find a new league to play in yet? Because one more out, Chubbs. We're 5-0. You guys are 0-5. Home run coming up.
That would be impressive after you spent all that energy mowing my lawn this afternoon. I'm actually rooting for you. Here it comes, Tubby.
And here it goes, prick.
Oh, snap. I hope that ball goes flying into that smug asshole's face.
Oh, just wait. So fucking Italian.
So you know, I'm a little sad Marcy's not here to watch this, because she could have been like, between you and Marcy, you could have like gone into how Italian this movie is.
Listen, I think we just don't release this and just watch this movie. And then for my next pick, we'll do it with everybody, because I'll watch this movie anytime, dude. It's so funny.
We might have to do that. We shall see. Kick your ass.
No, I kick your ass right now.
I can't. My mom can't have money for abortion. She's already had me. That's called a hitman assassination.
Oh. 35 years ago, I could have loaned your parents money for an abortion. That's so fucking funny.
And such a good bird too.
Oh.
Every time I see, like, guys, and maybe this is because I'm also in the same kind of thing as well, that guys with hats, who wear hats all the time, usually wear hats all the time, even inside, is because they're trying to hide a bald spot.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Guidos.
Oh, Tim, will you watch it with that word?
What, Guidos?
Yeah.
But it's okay when we say it. When you say it, it's racist.
That's racist.
Wait a minute, I don't respect that. Guidos aren't a race. You're a bunch of wiggers who dress like the Sopranos.
It's because we were on the Sopranos.
I appreciate you setting up the bachelor party. Absolutely not. Come on, what are you kidding me?
He's in trouble.
I've been seeing this girl Linda now for a little while, and I don't know, she's sort of becoming my girlfriend.
How could you say seeing Linda for a while? Hello, everybody.
Oh, what up, Toby?
First of all, where are Bossy and Batch? They're not here today. Trying to figure out how to
tell her about the herpes. Yeah, they're lost somewhere in fucking Champions. Me and Bede decided we were going to watch this really, really, really offensive movie today. So maybe they were just scared to it. Scared of this movie.
That is true, that is true. I mean, they usually are pretty scared of some of the picks you and me always go for on this show, but yeah, I thought I'd just come in because, I mean, I thought I'd just come in, do you guys have it, know the reason why Tamario is going around saying he's talking like he's from New Jersey?
He probably came, well, probably because he came in here and started watching this movie with us, and you know, that accent just wears off and rubs off on you.
Well, I know he, when he was alive, he was from New Jersey and then became a full-blown Italian ghost. But yeah, now it's like so weird hearing this now. He's a full-blown New Jersey ghost.
Is he playing softball too?
Actually, yes, I can see it. He's playing softball right now, but you don't want to know what he's using for the ball. He may be using ectoplasm. I'm not going to say who's ectoplasm. What? Wait. Sorry, Tamario, what's that? Oh, you lost your ball. All right, I'll give you some more. Hold on. There we go.
Oh.
Oh, sex scene. Oh. A hot girl and a chubby guy.
I'm so sorry, honey.
It's the best type of sex. But anyways, though, I better get going, so I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
That reminds me. Let's not play softball with Tamario or Toby.
Nah, I don't. Yeah, I don't want to be using dicks for bats
or ectoplasm for balls.
Yeah. Plus, right now, this weed is
helping out quite a bit. I think it's the heroin, dude. You know, Shing says you're really good for myself.
Out of all the guys I dated, you're the only one she said that about.
Hey, let's fuck.
I think that's what Toby says to Louise every, like, 10 minutes.
No.
Come on. These walls are completely soundproof.
Oh, yeah.
If they're so soundproof, what if I flick a wall and the wall just comes crumbling down?
You could do the solo from Tom Sawyer in this fucking...
Who's Tom Sawyer?
It's a Rush song. It's not important now. All right, I'm almost there. Almost there. Okay. Almost there. Almost there. Grab my balls! Pinch my nipples!
Punch me in the back.
Harder. The thing is, though, she's not actually listening to this next door. She's hearing it in her mind as she was reading that book. Ew. the whole journey of this character that Artie plays, it should be that he finds a way to actually last longer than 20 seconds. He may need some hymns. I think we need to order Artie Lang some hymns.
Dude, I'm telling you, yeah, he needs that hymns.
This was great tonight, man. Getting the first win, huh?
Yeah, it was. Kind of reminds me how I'm going to miss playing for this team.
Hey, look, I'm going to play with my brother's team out in Parsippany next year. You want me to see if they need an infielder?
Nah, getting to Parsippany's a pain in the ass twice a week. You got traffic, Route 46.
Hey, guys, it ain't over till it's over, huh?
Hey, Art, you know I'm not the one to want to give up, but we're 1-5. It's pretty over.
Way over.
Oh, no, if we don't win any more games, our softball team is going to close down.
Jerk off.
Way to beat Manganelli. Yeah, jerk off.
What are you going to say, Art? We got to blow up Manganelli Fitness.
Guys, I think we're going to need to do an act of terrorism.
Not good, man. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I'm holding in a huge piss, so could you get to the point, shithead?
All right, we got to practice.
Aren't you the one who said the practice was a fags?
Yeah, that's
what. Oh, Jates.
Practice. Look, this is a beer league. Nobody practices, and that can help.
You can't say that.
Softballs every day. And I played before the game tonight for like the first
It came out of Ralph Macchio's mouth, too.
I know. Damn it, Ralph Macchio. I think I'm going to have to cancel him. I know. I'm going to have to cancel him now.
But if we start practicing, I think we got a shot.
A shot.
Fellas, I've been playing softball for a long time. This is.
And I am questioning my life choices.
But it ain't the worst. So if we would actually practice every day. Then, like Shithead says, in this league, we got a shot to win it all.
How about it? Let's have a toast to beating Manganelli, huh?
Toast my ass. I got a piss so bad I could drown a horse.
Well, just go, dude. Nobody's telling you you need to stay. You can just go piss anytime.
Practice tomorrow. So, batting ball to the Gindaloon at third. He's got it.
This movie's like Rocky, but with more beer and more New Jersey accents.
And more fucking racism and profanity.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, good effort. Way to go. Way to go. Damn. You assholes know I'm being sarcastic, right?
Come on, let's get two.
Cobra Kai, more like Cobra Nah.
You have to spread your legs like a 2-buck hooker.
Now, where can I find these $2 sex workers because so I can stay away from them? And by stay away from them, I mean like meet up with them.
Please, I'm batting 687. It's like telling Ted
Williams. They're in Jersey.
Oh, really?
I'm heading to New Jersey as we speak.
I'm like
any gambler with bad hair.
Shitty gambler with bad hair.
Even like when they just grunt and moan, they just still use the New Jersey accent.
Nice hit, Tim. Way to be. Beautiful.
You know, Dave, you might be a lefty.
Yeah. Let's get two.
Mind you, he's the best player on the team.
That is just awful.
Really, Art? I thought I hit that pretty good.
Oh, no, your hitting's fine. I'm talking about that disgusting Guido pink shirt. Go home and change it.
All right, technically, this is...
Go! I'm gonna throw up.
Listen, I would wear that shirt. I even have a pink shirt in my wardrobe. And it's a good shirt. So fuck you.
It's very, very Guido of you.
Prove it was just luck.
Let's do this.
Hey,
Come on! Oh wow, Artie Lang actually hit a ball.
Dude, look how good you're getting. Look how good he's getting just by doing a bunch of heroin.
It's the power of the heroin.
That's right. Moral of the story, kids. Just do a bunch of heroin and you'll be good at softball.
Only if it's ghost heroin, just saying.
Oh yeah, sorry. Ghost one.
Yes. Because we all know that ghost heroin has a lot of potency in it.
That's how we can do this movie.
Yes. Crispino, Gentino, Marino, Cantino. And Steve. See, I would love to do that. Just sitting there, drinking a beer, or just holding my hand up and just grabbing a ball. Fuck you, Mayor. A high enough, sexy Artie. Oh my gosh, are you John Stamos? Oh, wait a minute, you're not John Stamos. Such precision with writing that in the grass.
Right? That's good. He's got to be a professional by now.
Can you imagine how hard it would be? Oh, popcorn.
All right, give me a second. I'll be right back.
Yep.
I forgot you were here. That's the point. With Self, you get credit for the bills you're going to pay anyway.
What are you doing up? Cell phone and your Set yourself up with Self. What are you eating?
Sit back and watch your credit grow. Build your credit. Build credit. Build
savings. Turn that down. Go to sleep. It's late. Okay.
And we are back at 39:45. Do.
Step right up and shoot the geek. 100 shots.
Shoot the geek. Bossy should have been here for this.
I know. We're gonna have to redo this.
Also, I heard you talking to your kids, Colin. That's hilarious.
Oh, well.
Ma. That's not mom, it's Ma.
All right, come on, mom.
Come on, mom.
What do you say? One time with mom, just one time.
I didn't sound abusey, did I?
No. If you did, I would have bleeped it all out.
That's hilarious.
Fuck this game and fuck these kids.
Think I want to be married in a church because I would feel like a total hypocrite.
I sort of feel the same way, you know. I'm not religious at all, but my mother went to Catholic school, so, you know, she would really want me to get married by a priest. So I thought of this great compromise. If I ever get married, it's going to be by a justice of the peace who's also a child molester.
Jeez.
Two are so going to hell for that.
What? Oh my God. I was using my fucking headphones microphone this entire time.
Well, you sounded fine from this end, Colin.
Well, that's good. That's probably why you could have heard me. That's why you heard me.
Yes.
Yelling at my kid.
You didn't yell at them. You were just like, are you still up? You go to bed, motherfucker. No, I'm kidding. You didn't say that. Oh, it's Jim Brewer.
I probably did. I don't remember what I said. Dude, right?
Now, there's another dude who looks like he's on drugs, Jim Brewer.
Oh, yeah, he's fucked up.
He's probably fucked up there, too. Here,
catch, douche. Right.
Let's run away.
So Jersey.
It is. And they just left with a football.
Yo.
It's the romance of the ages.
Marie, you're a beautiful dancer.
Atrocious. Ugh.
Johnny.
Oh my gosh, Jenny. Oh my gosh, Jenny, you can't say that. Only I can, because I'm a girl.
I don't know what Audie has planned for this bachelor party, okay?
Honey, it's no big deal, right? John, you ready?
And I don't want to know.
Oh, this is the best fucking part of this entire movie.
Absolutely. Don't worry about nothing. I'll bring him back in one piece.
You see?
Come on. All right, honey. I'll see you later.
Whatever.
All right, let's go.
Now, you be having sex with some sex workers while I'm going to see some male strippers.
Parties, it's no big deal. Hey, Marie, stay away from the street, sweetheart. Yeah, just dance on the lawn.
If you get run over, it's your own fault.
It's not the bachelor party that I'm worried about. You know, it's just I can't relax when I... You mean already?
That is my favorite swear word, fuckhead.
Right?
Because pretty much it says, like, dude, you're a fuckhead. Oh my gosh. Stephanie, what happened to my daughter? I think she got run over. Oh, boobs. We got boobs in this movie. Our second movie this year, at least at the time when this is released, that we actually have nudity again. Booby fair. And speaking of which, since Marcy's not here, I better play this sound effect. There we go. Okay, maybe one more. We got cocaine, we got strippers, we got beers.
And the crowd is going crazy here at Busch Stadium. And Devanzo's looking to lace one back through the hole.
Oh! Hey, that takes a lot of talent able to do that with a ping
dude,
pong.
Right?
Oh! Right. It just shows you got strong muscles out there.
Dude, you gotta catch that! Not catching that shit! Whoa!
Colin, do you have one of those type of shirts? Oh!
What? Oh, a tuxedo t-shirt? I used to. I don't need more.
Oh. You have to buy one.
You're trying to kill me. Come on.
Ralph Macchio, you're still a kid. You shouldn't be around all this nudity.
Right?
I mean, he is 8 years old. He shouldn't be. All right, you're on to the rest. Here.
Everybody freeze. Hey, you hey, look out. Hey, relax, guys. Hey. This is my cousin Mickey. He's a Boston cop.
Boston. And also, I'm here to arrest all of yous.
No, oh, I don't need dairy.
The pitching machine doesn't need dairy. Got a lot of rules.
Fuck you, ho. You ain't taking money out of my pocket.
Fuck you, bitch. You're the one taking money out of my pocket.
Come on, ladies. Neither of you even have pockets.
Well, that is a true. That is true. All right, I'm going to put this movie up for booby fair.
I remember when a man could get his clock clean for $5.
Well, I'll clean your clock for $5, but a blowjob is still 50.
Let me call my wife.
Hey, there he is.
Oh my gosh, look at this. Oh, his hair's gotten even worse. T-Boo's Dave.
Right, his hair's so bad.
D damn it, Toby and Tomario, you shouldn't have given him all that ectoplasm, but now his hair looks like that.
What happened to you? Well, I was getting a blowjob, the other one punching my horn in the mouth.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ouch.
You better ice that shit, money.
I'm having a fucking great time.
Oh, don't worry about it, brother.
Hey, listen, Manganelli just showed up.
Yeah, I saw him.
No fight, please.
Ollie, I do the fighting around here because I'm the Karate Kid.
I really don't care about Manganelli.
That's what I want to hear.
Okay, now, who is front and center? Time to rape the match.
Who is?
Who is? Oh no, it's a whore pile.
It's just champions on a Friday.
I mean, yes, this is basically what champions is on Friday night.
Hey, I'm a little busy right now.
I thought you said you're not gonna do coke anymore.
Bachelor party's done.
I said I wasn't gonna do heroin anymore, not coke. But I'm still gonna do heroin.
Bachelor parties don't count.
Your father was at your bachelor party. Yeah, he was the best. I can't believe I walked in on him getting a Hummer.
This should have been a Mike bachelor party.
No. Hey, this dude looks like he's gonna freak out. I better go talk to him.
Artie, it's me, your father. Possibly. Damn, coach.
Cheap shit.
Don't be disturbed by all the strippers and all the boobs and all the cocaine.
Boy, Maz has a big cock.
I'm gonna kill him.
He's got no respect for his own.
This is just mini, mini champions.
Yeah, she is.
No.
Bye.
The pitching machine.
That's when you know someone is special, when you've turned down a blowjob.
Well, it's not a bachelor party unless somebody pisses.
Yeah, from a whore.
Yeah, a whore.
Look, Maz. I know I had a bad time you helped me out when I shit my pants at Mardi Gras, but now we're even, man. Whoa!
Oh!
Like the well's running dry.
Finally. I've been there before. I've been that drunk door. I'm just pissing everywhere.
But did you do it on the while sitting laying on the floor?
But I'm not letting you blow Maz.
Yeah. Yeah, into my tub.
Wow. Also, what the fuck is up with Timu Stamos's tie? That is the most horrible thing I've ever seen.
It's so bad. I told you he's the best villain ever.
Oh yeah. Cute girl. She earned quite a few free membership months in my office, if you know what I mean. Anyway, say hi to her for me.
Oh. What an asshole. Damn you, Manganelli.
Oh. Fucking Manganelli.
You evil son of a bitch. Meanwhile, out the front of Cobra Kai. Now that's funny. Yes.
Well, hey, Smokey, what's up?
No.
You don't watch Beer League? Come here.
No. Yes, if you have a pussy there, Colin, you have to show the pussy off to everyone. Hello.
So,
no.
You naughty at the bachelor party?
No.
Actually, I wasn't.
Oh.
I mean, I did have a great time until the last minute.
Oh, really? What is it?
Did you fuck Manganelli?
Oh, Artie.
Artie.
Answer the question, please.
Look, I don't want to talk about this, okay? Just...
Uh-oh, Smokey, she fucked Manganelli. What's he gonna do?
And that was before you and I met.
What?
Why? You're completely consumed with this guy. You're finally just starting to get over it. Look, I don't think about this jerk. I don't want you to think about him either, all right? Just want us to be happy like we are.
Yeah, Smokey, this chick is way too good for him.
Exactly.
Yes.
She's too good for Manganelli, and she's too good for Artie.
Yeah, she's making a big mistake by staying with Artie. We know this. Yeah.
You want to make me feel bad too, right? God, you're not a man. You're a fucking little bitch. God, you're fucking unbelievable. I can fucking kill you. Damn, you suck ass. Nasty.
I'll see you tonight.
That's right, Smokey. He is a fat fuck.
That's true. Chasers.
Rhonda, I'm still here.
When are fries coming up?
Rhonda.
Oh.
Asshole.
Oh, it's that kid again.
Asshole.
Luckily, you missed him.
No, that was hilarious.
Just imagine if it did hit him.
I can't deal with it. It's over. This is the first chick you've ever been serious about. Come on, you finally met a broad who doesn't care about you drinking or the fact that you're 35 years old and you still live with your mom. And she doesn't mind that a man of your weight should be about 6'2". Factor in the herpes. Enough. Me and her. Who are you going to take to my wedding? If there is one.
What do you mean, if there still is one?
You know, Art, I asked you not to let things get crazy at the bachelor party. Now I gotta be worried, you know? I'm afraid Gina's father's gonna tell her what went on there.
No, he's not.
Yeah, how do you know?
He is not gonna break the bachelor party code. No man tells a woman what goes on at a bachelor party.
So what happened at Michael's bachelor party?
True.
So what went on at Maz's bachelor party?
Nothing.
So what went on at the bachelor party?
Nothing, baby.
We've been married for 43 years, and you still won't tell me what goes on at one bachelor party?
Fuck off. No.
See, that is the unspoken rule. You never talk about what happens at bachelor parties, just like women don't talk about what happens at bachelorette parties.
So you wouldn't have to do things like that.
Look, I wish I hadn't done it, but I'm injured here and it feels like it's gonna fall off.
Well, if it doesn't, give me a call and I'll come back and I'll cut it off.
Damn it, there's always one in every group.
There's always one.
There's always one.
55,000 on hand for Johnny Trino. Bobblehead day here. I mean, it's a great day for the kids. All fans 16 and under will get one. And can Johnny go over the 700 batting average?
Do you ever shut the fuck up?
No, I don't. 698.
Love how he just narrates his own gameplay.
Oh, would you look at Artie? You know, he really thinks who he is. Fucking best man at my wedding. And he better behave.
Gina, you've got to stop. Stop worrying.
Marilyn, stop worrying?
Yeah.
Did you know that it's in the centerpieces and got the priest high?
Oh.
Okay.
Listen, that sounds like a good time to me.
Right?
So back during college basketball season, my buddy Shecky tells me he's got...
Oh, wait, so he doesn't have a bald spot because he actually has his hat off for once.
Combination, right?
Big East team on the road, given less than 6 points with a white point guard, all right? So I bet St. John's against Duke, and I lose big. I mean, really big, right?
And I'm only saying all this so you can hear my New Jersey accent even more so with each pronunciation of each word.
Hey, Tim, I didn't see you there, man.
Holy shit, I never noticed this, but Tim, the black guy in the movie...
Yeah.
His number is 42, which was Jackie Robinson's number, which was the first baseball player.
Definitely intentional. Definitely intentional.
Dude, that's hilarious. I just noticed that, and I've seen this movie a million times.
See, I love it when that happens. When you watch a movie you've seen a billion times, and somehow you still find something new in it every time.
Yeah, I love that. You want to come back and watch the rest of the movie? Come here.
No.
Come on.
To use baseball terminology, every guy in this movie's like girlfriend or wife is like way batting out of their league.
Dude, 100%. Gina should not be with fucking Ralph Macchio at all.
Like, everyone is like, you can definitely tell when they were writing this movie. It's like, okay, we're going to have all the most average looking guys star in this movie, and they're all going to be paired up with the hottest women.
Sit on this and rotate. Gina, your flirting is making
everyone at the table uncomfortable. Maybe I need to go to New Jersey.
I'll go with you. Let's go to the shore.
Yes, let's go to the shore.
I'm not some loser who can't get a date. I'm doing just fine on my own. Hello, is Karen Deaver there? Karen? It's Artie DeVanzo. Yeah, Artie from Union High.
Hi.
I haven't spoken since I took you to the prom. Oh, that's right. I did call you from jail after. Well, listen, I was just sitting in the office here, and I was wondering, do you remember my friend Maz? Yeah, well, he's getting married this weekend, and I was wondering if you wanted to go with me. Yeah, I was remembering all the fun times we used to have. What do you mean, what fun? By my count, we banged at least 26 times. Hello? No kidding, Gigi. You're strictly into chicks. Oh, wow. Hey, did I have something to do with that? Oh, I did? So then you got divorced from...
Artie basically did a Randall to that one girl. Yeah. Turned her into a lesbian.
Yeah, thanks. It's really great to talk to you, too. I'm so glad that nerd at the library...
Hey, there's always a plus side. You were always the last man that they slept with.
Oh, right. I did tell you I'd pay you back that $200 I borrowed from you, no matter how long it took.
Hi, this is Linda. I can't come to the phone right now, so please leave me a message.
Hey, it's Artie. I know we haven't talked in a while, so this is kind of awkward, but...
Even though it was last night.
Everything was my fault. I know. Right. You know, and... Well... I don't know. Listen, I'm going to stop talking into your machine before this gets...
No!
Give me a call if you get a chance, but I miss you. I miss you a lot.
Well, this is awkward.
So you going to call him?
Really hurt me. Either way, keep this quiet because it was a big mistake.
Why? Because I'm black?
No, because you're fucking married.
Right. Touché. He's the fucking philanderer. Anyways, we have an ad.
Ad.
Yes. We're at, let's see, we're at 1 hour, 1 minute, and 5 seconds, people, so pause right there, and we'll be back to the movie in a bit.
They covered a $14,000 engine replacement.
$1,400. Endurance paid it.
Who's going to pay for your next car repair? You or Endurance?
Well, I can't even, I don't even have a car, so there you go. And we're back at
and I have
1 hour. And we're back at 1 hour, 1 minute, 11 seconds.
Oh my God, I can't wait to go.
The four ones.
Holy
great strikeout, Dave. That's right. Striking out slow pitch softball. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
All right, Johnny. All right, Johnny. It's all you, baby. Bring me in. Two outs here in the last inning with the winning run on set. I mean, who would you want up more than Johnny Trino? It's been a magical year for Johnny as he comes into the last game with a 6.99 average.
All right, come on. It's getting dark.
Yet Trino's star shines as bright as ever. Yes, come on, Mars, go! Then screw your slide! Go! Come on! Slide! Slide! You're sliding! And first slide! And first slide!
I bet, like, back in the old days, Colin, you would, like, if you were playing softball, you'd just be there with your cigarette and a beer and all that, just playing softball.
Oh, dude, no, I used to do, that's how I played. That's exactly how I played. I'd play third base with a cigarette in my mouth. I'd run the bases smoking cigarettes.
Listen, Johnny, I don't have a date for the wedding yet.
What? I thought you took care of that. The wedding's this afternoon.
I know, I struck out all over the place. Hey, do you think Marilyn could get one of her friends to go with me last minute?
Look, Art, Marilyn's female friends are all lawyers and bankers and executives.
So what are you saying, that they're too good for me?
No, no, I was trying to let the silence say it for me. I could help you, it's too late. Nobody cares if you have a date. Just come by yourself.
I can't do that, Johnny. That's all right, man. I still got one chick left I could call.
My mom.
Atrocious.
It's almost time to get started. Where the hell is Artie?
I just called the house. His mom said some girl came and picked him up.
I don't believe this shit.
Look, Johnny, if this scumbag isn't here in 5 minutes, we start without him. You step in as best man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we don't break the bachelor code.
Right.
You and your girlfriend broke up.
Oh, it's the pig pog lady.
Here, you want a buck to cheer you up?
Yeah, it's pitching machine.
Pitching machine.
Who flew through a stop sign, right?
Who are you to talk silly? You don't even have a driver's license.
Well, at least we're making good time. All right, the church is like 2 minutes from here, so just go straight, but slow down. Slow down. Slow. Pitching machine, look out!
And they almost died.
I saved us.
Yeah, you're a real hero. Come on, let's go.
Something tells me pitching machine may be a Jessica.
Fuck me.
Damn cops. I got arrested again. Damn, I'm gonna be late for the wedding.
Look, I know I messed up.
Messed up.
All right, screwed up, fucked up. I really am sorry.
Stop. All right, don't even. We've been friends for 30 years. You're my best man. How could you miss my wedding? What the hell's the matter with you?
Man, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not. At least the fucking pitching machine didn't end up at my wedding.
Look, I don't know how many times I have to say this, but I really am sorry.
You know, those words, they have no meaning coming from you, all right? This shit. I've had enough of your I'm sorry's to last my lifetime. I'm sorry I missed your wedding. I'm sorry I started that fight with Manganiello. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry I got drunk and stole your dad's ice cream truck. I mean, I could go on.
Hey, wait, the ice cream truck thing, I was 12 years old.
Yeah, and you haven't changed a bit. You selfish prick. You even managed to make my wedding about you.
Look, obviously you don't want to be around.
Colin, you need to work as an ice cream man. Just saying.
Team? What team? We're gonna lose the championship and then the team's over because they used to
go. Yeah, I heard they make bank.
I mean, they do. Like, I was my one of my brothers and I took our nephew and niece down to the park, and literally while we were there, a ice cream van came by and was selling ice creams everywhere. So yeah, they definitely do make bank. It's actually a pretty good investment, I would imagine.
Dude. It is. Every time I take my kids, it's at least $12. At least $12 to $15.
That's oh, so no, tight. Coach is...
He's buried in his fucking uniform.
And also has the cigar at coming out of his mouth.
That's so fucking funny.
And it just comes out
the
of
the greatest softball player of all time.
He never made the leagues.
To be honest.
And that's... Oh, jeez.
Talking to you
I just know.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Me neither, man. Look, Max, this ain't a good excuse, but I just...
We hated each other, our coach died, and now we forgive each other.
It would have been too humiliating if...
That's right.
Honey, you let that prick get to you, and that's what fucks everything up. That's when you become the asshole. You know, I want to beat him in...
Damn you, Manganiello. Ruining Artie Lang's life.
Told you. No, this is the heroin.
I mean, in real life, it's the heroin. It's Heroinini that is doing all the trouble for Artie in real life.
Heroinini.
You do the same thing for me, you know? No, I would have... They could be a character.
I wish I
in
knew
that.
Where he was. I'd throw that on Twitter. Heroinini. Took fucking...
Maybe wait till, well, you know, well, I'm not going to say it now. I know. Let's just drink one toast to dirt. Hopefully.
Wait till
Artie...
he dies.
Yeah, well. Let's just say we don't. Hopefully Artie Lang is safe and well at the present moment.
I hope so. I really liked him. Mm. He's come back.
Yeah.
Finished all my tequila.
We ran out all the tequila. It's all gone now.
Last night I had a dream that I killed every single one of you guys.
Relax, Dave. Hey, easy, Dave. Huh? Come on. Hey, what time is it? Holy shit. It's almost game time. We gotta go. Everybody's got their bats and gloves in the trunk, right?
Debbie, we've been in here since last night drinking tequila.
Me too. We ain't got time. If we're 2 seconds late, Manganiello's gonna call for a forfeit. We gotta go straight to the field. One more drink and then we'll go.
No, we gotta leave right now. Come on, you ready? Whoa. I can't let 9 guys drive out of here drunk.
Well, I'm riding with Matt, so it's really just 8. Come on, I'm fine.
We do it every weekend. I can't let you guys drive out of here all shimmed up.
Oh, no, but... Well, then you have to drive all of us.
Open the door before I shut that stupid fucking cooler up.
And they all managed to fit inside the car.
Right.
Both my balls are asleep. I don't want to hear about your balls.
Hell, man, full of grace.
Yeah, don't pray like that, all right? God hates Guido.
Shit. Is that true, Colin?
Yes. Yeah, God hates Guidos.
Oh, come on. You could have fitted one more person in that trunk. Maybe 2.
No, it's too funny to have Dave come out of the fucking trunk.
Come on, Art. All right, let's look intelligent.
I love the fact that, like, they're doing this game at the very last minute and they still have all their funeral suits on.
He's a sandy-haired, slippery,
right.
Legged, big, beautiful young man. With excellent bone structure, the pussy he must get on the road.
Hey, look. Drunk rookie pitcher on the mound. He'll destroy you.
Manganiello.
Nah, but if you could do it, it can't be that hard, bro.
Bro.
Devenzo wheel.
Bro.
Kicks the offering.
Damn it, Artie.
What the fuck are we doing here?
You have done this before, haven't you?
Shut up. I'm still going to strike you out.
Art, don't let him get to you.
Damn it, Artie, if you keep doing that, that means he's going to have to walk.
Shit, it's going to be a long game, bro.
All right, don't worry.
Look how there's... In the background, one of the guys is already asleep on the field.
Right.
And kids, this is why you shouldn't play softball drunk. Fuck you, Manganiello. Jeez, I feel embarrassed for these guys. Since Marcy's not here, I'm gonna have to, like, do this to him. Hold on, where is it?
I
Yeah. Sorry, Artie, I'm going to have to do this to you. That this gameplay is just off, is completely off.
Oh, no.
Although, that being said, though, I want to flush Manganelli in the toilet, even though he's not a nerd.
Dude, that's hilarious. Every time you do a sound or a voice, the picture freezes on my end. And it was Dave throwing up.
God, I'm glad Dirt ain't around to see this.
Yeah! 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 Ow.
Smell like booze.
I get you hot, bro.
Thanks for the coffee, huh? Right down. 10-0, they're killing us. Last of-
Hey, Gina.
Hey, Artie.
I'm really sorry about missing your wedding.
Oh, listen, don't worry about it. You not showing up was the best gift I got. The only disaster was Johnny's toast.
What? He said it went great. So to recap, throughout it all, there's been a lot of laughter and a few tears. But in the end, the clouds parted, sunshine down, and the good Lord himself decided it was meant to be. And that's how I finished the regular season.
As somebody who has had to give not one, but two best man speeches in my life, there's nothing worse when you do it at the last minute. That's why I always think of one a year in advance, think about what I'm going to say, and then when I actually sit down to write it, I write it a week before it, because so it's already been brewing in my head and I know exactly what to say.
See, I did one at my buddy's wedding, and it was, I was so drunk that I don't even remember what I said. And then I left.
No. Right afterwards, you were like, peace out, Holmes, and then gone.
Yeah.
You want to talk after the game?
Let's talk now and make these jerk-offs wait.
Hey, Linda, I'll meet you in my office at the gym after the game.
Fuck you, Manganelli. Little dick, and thanks for the herpes.
That's my girl. Let's go, better up. I'll see you after the game, all right?
Okay.
And we're gonna go have 10-second sex.
That's right.
Classy broad you got there, bro.
Thanks, needle dick.
There we go. Alright, he's got his confidence boost.
Dude, you just smoked that home run.
We still lost, but at least we got one home run. Oh no, what a tragedy. Revoke all of our gym memberships. We did it! We lost!
Art, it's 10-1. We're down to our last out.
I don't give a fuck. Anyone who thinks we're gonna lose can go home right now.
Hey, calm down, will ya?
Hey, would Dirt calm down if he were here? No. After my homer, he would have thrown a bat at my head for not running around the bases hard. Now this is the last inning. Let's get punched and take that.
Oh, that heroin is kicking, the cocaine is kicking in overtime right now in that motivational speech.
That's right. That's how he hit that home run.
Exactly. Artie is now is now Ralph Macchio's new Miyagi.
Woo!
fight.
Like how this game is like the most important game of this of their lives, and there's barely a crowd there.
Right.
They're now the Bad News Bears. Okay, that was a bad joke either for me. I'm gonna have to. Where is the sound effect? Where is it? Where is it? Oh yeah, there it is. I gave myself the trombone. I'll remember that one if we have to do this movie again.
Yeah, yeah.
They all had their cups of coffee and now they're ready to win. Moral of the story, children.
Drink coffee. Not
exactly.
Booze.
Exactly. Artie's no longer going to be a booze drinker. He's going to be a coffee drinker.
It's like pitching to a healthy Lou Gehrig.
And I also like the fact that Manganiello's got a number one on his shirt because he thinks he is number one.
Yep.
One more bump and they're done. You pricks, stay awake out there, goddammit.
All right, don't worry about the shift, Art. We're down 10-6. Just pull it over the wall. We tie it up. Let's go.
Come on, Artie. Give it a ride, brother. Come on.
Come on. Big stick up there, Artie. Let's go.
We can beat this guy. Fucking blows. Huh.
Your attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, now pitching for Manganiello, number one, Needle Dick. Number one.
Yeah, all right.
Shut the fuck up. Your luck's running.
See, there you go. He's psyching him out.
Needle Dick.
To fit that fifth trophy, but fuck it, right?
For the last time, you are not getting that trophy.
Come on, hit it out, baby. Come on, hit it out, fuckhead.
Prepare to continue your life.
Manganiello is so pissed he's not going to give out any memberships anymore. You can do it, Artie. Make sure that ball hits him in the head.
Yep.
Go, go, go. What?
Opposite field.
Yep. Run, Artie.
Uh-oh.
Don't worry, that's happened to me a few times playing softball where you think you're about to get somebody and then it's just like, no! Oh, they lost. So close.
Oh.
Damn you, Manganiello is going to use this as leverage against them now.
Yeah, I'm all right. It's a hell of a game. Good hustle. Great team. Hey, guys, this can't be our last game. Let's go play in Parsippany next year.
I'm in. Yeah, yeah, me too, man.
Yeah, let's do it, huh? All right. You know what? Fuck it. You're right. We got to play again next year. I'm in. I'm in. I'm in. Let's go get drunk. That sounds great, but there's one thing I got to do first.
Gotta go have sex with Linda for 5 seconds. Yeah.
Oh my dear lord.
He needs to stop throwing up everywhere.
I love how they're like, let's go get drunk. They're all, yeah, they're all hungover and they're like, let's go get drunk.
Artie, what the
That was the greatest asshole move ever.
Absolutely.
That's the one I get my hands. Hey, hey, kid. What the hell do you think you're doing?
Just updating your photo, Mayor Herpes.
Mayor Herpes. All right, so that kid's all right because he basically did that to him.
I told that prick he wasn't getting...
All right, for fuck's sake, really? An ad just before the movie finishes? Oh, hi, Cindy Crawford.
An ad, yeah, right before. She's all right still, I guess. Look at that dude's old ass.
Literally, it is like 5 minutes before the movie finishes. So we're at
That is the end of the movie. They're driving on that highway, and then he says one line, and then it's over.
Wow, Tubi, you've done it to us again. And we're back at 1 hour, 21 minutes, and 56 seconds.
What are you going to do with that crazy thing?
Hey, you know what? Drive over to Manganelli's gym. I'll put a note on a trophy saying I'm sorry, and then I'll throw it through his front fucking window.
God, Artie, please don't do that.
I was just kidding. Hey, let's pawn it in North, then go down the shore and get cheesesteaks.
Count me in.
All right. I took a car.
Literally, you're right.
Done. There's no need for that. There's no need for that ad.
In loving memory of Artie Lang Sr.
Aw.
Dude. Oh, I think we're going to have like... it's photos. It's like... No. Oh, this guy's like what I do when I flirt. It's so awkward and weird.
Who doesn't like music?
That's true. Do you like rock music?
I could take it or leave it.
Because my friend's band, I know the guitarist from this band, and they're playing later, and they're... I think I can get one of us on the guest list. And we could, like, split the other ticket.
Hey, beat it, sir, man. Get lost.
Did you want to go?
What the fuck? Get lost.
Jesus
Christ. I'm gone for like 2 minutes and they're like vultures.
2 minutes? You were gone for 20 minutes.
The line at the cheesesteak place was like an hour long. I'm sorry. You want a bite?
Okay.
Have a bite, Mike.
All right.
I only just bought the one cheesesteak.
What is there now? Batters and Vans at first. He's got it up with it.
Here now. I thought these would be more like outtakes, but they seem to be more like deleted scenes or something.
Oh, there's a ton of deleted scenes. I have the DVD.
Oh, nice.
The double disc.
Nice. Gotta
Which,
practice.
What do they need a double disc for this movie?
I don't know. Is it the case of like the movies on one disc and the special features are on another disc? Because that would explain it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Hmm. And we're going to see the entire credits.
Oh, wait.
Nope, there's more.
You know what the happiest day of my life is going to be when you finally have a kid.
Hey, God bless. That means I got laid at least once.
Doop to doop. Cigarette, Danish. Heroin.
Milk.
Yes.
I'm putting it in. Okay? Soft. Hey, Ma, do we have any fluffer nutter? Ma!
I don't want to know what a fluffer nutter is.
See if we have any fluffer nutter. Fuck, I think she's losing her hearing. I'm worried about her health.
You know, the happy day is you better. Happy days, you want happy
days? There you go. There's the one outtake.
What's this line?
Not the dip, bip.
Oh, is that the line?
I have no idea.
That's the Jersey City salute, huh? That's the Jersey City salute for Manganelli, sweetheart.
Yeah, fuck you, Manganelli. Apparently Shawzy was here to, like, tell him off. But anyways, though, I guess that is the end of the movie.
It is the end of the movie.
Yeah, so I guess we can pause it here. And, yeah, so that is the end for this special bonus episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And hopefully...
if it ever makes it.
Yeah, if it does make it. If it does, Marcy and Batch will be back on the next episode. But before we wrap up the show today, Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Every Thursday, Trash Peanut Podcast.
Hell yeah. And if people want to find me personally out there, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under B. Javine. You can find all my work over at supermarcy.com. And you can also find my solo show, Bean vs. the Living Dead, on all podcast streamers everywhere. But in terms of everything, the 2B Tuesdays podcast, you can find the show out there on all podcast streaming services via its solo podcast feed or as part of the Super Network podcast feed. You can find more information on the show on the Super Network. You can follow all updates on the 2B Tuesdays podcast on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Facebook under the Super Network. And if you have been enjoying the show, go to patreon.com/thesupernetwork, and with just as little as $1, you'll get early access to all of our shows, including the 2B Tuesdays podcast, and even get the special video versions of the show as well. So, yep, that is a wrap for this bonus episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, and we'll see you all next time, everybody. See you, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
For Artie DeVanzo.
Nice hustle, Artie.
Life has always been a swing.
We're killing
us. How you doing?
And a miss.
Look at yourself. You're an unemployed drunk. And you still live with your mother.
I made tiramisu. You kids want some?
No, Mom. Go back inside.
I see you on the field, loser.
Next year, one of you teams is going to have to play in a different league. You jerk decided on the field.
Hey, are we done here? Because I'm losing my buzz.
Step up.
Oh, nice. Oh, we're like a team.
Shape up.
Oh, my dear Lord.
And sober up.
How about a toast?
Huh? Artie Lang.
What do you say you take one for the team right now? Huh?
Ralph Macchio.
You sweat when you eat.
So did Babe Ruth.
Artie Lang's Beer League.